Vanderbilt a winner tonight, 36-17, as we are joined by the head coach of the Commodores, Bobby Johnson. And Coach, it wasn't a bad first half, 10-10 at the halftime, but what was it that changed? What did you guys do at halftime? Because the second half basically was dominated by Vanderbilt.
Well, we just cleaned up a few things, blocking schemes-wise, and really stopped killing ourselves, really. You know, it was the big problem in the first half. We were just making too many mistakes and not keeping drives alive to get the ball in the end zone to get a big lead. Defense was playing well in the first half. We did allow a long run, but we were giving them field position and stopping them enough that we should have had a big lead.
You could tell Rice kind of turned up the pressure there in the first half for a while, seemed to get to Larry on occasion. But in the second half, I don't know what it was, if it was adjustments or whatever, or just like you said, cleaning things up. But he seemed much more calm and comfortable, handled it much better.
Well, we did. We made some adjustments in the blocking schemes, and the guys did a good job of performing those adjustments. And Larry just sat back there and was calm and found his open man and hit the guys and even threw a nice long ball to Odom. And we started running the ball better. And I think just wore Rice out a little bit in the second half.
Yeah, you hit some big plays in this game, too. And I wonder how much of that is a product of if defenses are going to take chances against you, you have to make them pay for it.
A little bit. You know, a couple of those were. But hopefully we've got the big play capability because, you know, it's going to be hard to move the ball 60, 70, 80 yards against some of the defenses we're going to play the rest of the year.
We'll take a break, come back, continue with Coach Bobby Johnson right after this. Vanderbilt winner tonight, 36-17 over Rice. We continue with Commodore head coach Bobby Johnson. You came into this game. You and I talked. I know you were a bit concerned about the injuries with your defense, especially in the secondary. Well, you hold Rice to 122 through the air, 282 total, had three interceptions. That sounds like a pretty good performance.
Well, it was, and Brent Trice did a good job of coming in and playing safety for us. We just didn't think it was worth the chance of putting Sean in there, and he just wasn't quite ready to go. And Eddie Foster, you know, played a good game. Eddie continues to do really good stuff for us in the secondary. And, of course, Myron, you know, had, you know, two really nice interceptions.
Jared looked 100% tonight.
Yeah. You know, Jared got fresh legs at least. You know, he hadn't played and hadn't practiced very much. So we went with him, and he did some good stuff. And hopefully he doesn't react and have too much pain afterwards, and he can be ready to go against Ole Miss.
Did you anticipate coming into this game you'd put the ball in the air 41 times?
Well, you know, we figured we might have to because, you know, from what they saw on film with Mississippi State, you know, putting all those people down in the box and putting pressure on the running game, you know, we felt like we would probably have to, and felt like we could, you know. So it was a good game by Coach Kaiser, and, you know, we had opportunities to do some other stuff. We just didn't quite get it done, but hopefully we can execute better next week.
You know, finally, what does it tell you about your depth situation? It's a hot, muggy night here. You had very little, if any, cramp. I say maybe one guy had some cramping issues. Mm-hmm. You played a lot of guys. You went three deep on the defensive line tonight. That's got to be a big plus.
It is a big plus. And the good thing about it, those defensive linemen went in and played well. It's not like you're sacrificing quality when you put those guys in there. Theron Codrey put some real pressure on the quarterback, and Terrell Brandon was in there, and T.J. Greenstone, I don't know if he's first, second, third team, whatever. You know, he's a ball player. So it's good to have those kind of guys ready to go in the game.
All right, Coach, it'll be a little more pleasant trip back home than the last one we had. So that's good news tonight.
It's good to get one on the road, no doubt.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Coach. We appreciate it. We'll take a break, come back, continue with more from Houston, Texas right after this.